questions.
There's been a lot of talk around the NFL about it's harder to find offensive linemen, but you guys have been deep. Is there any, I guess, common trait you look for when you're putting together?
Well, I mean, look, we drafted one in the first round. I think no different than anyone else. It's a real important part of your team. Oftentimes, we feel like, you know, that position group can permeate your whole team. So fortunately, you know, the depth that we've gotten from the draft and younger guys that weren't drafted, has allowed us some flexibility with some injuries.
Is there a commitment with you guys on the offensive line in developing guys that may start?
There always has been. I think there's certain traits you look for in a developmental offensive lineman. You know, do they love the weight room? Are they smart? Are they smart enough to see the vision 2-3 years down the road? And we've been, you know, we've had, you know, Tim Lolito. I can go on and on with guys that have come in and been important parts to what we do. And some of them have been guys like Jonathan Goodwin, who was a, you know, kind of a backup player at the Jets that we had a vision for. I couldn't even name them all, but we've had draft picks play. And then guys that we've signed from other teams.
Well, how about Max Unger? When you guys traded for him, did you envision him being as much a sort of a rock for that?
Listen, it's an important position, and, you know, it's worked out really good, and it's what we were hoping for with the trade.
Thomas is on a pretty impressive pace, but he hasn't really had like the big, you know, huge statistical game. What are some of the ways he impacts defense, even when he's not putting up big numbers?
Well, look, primarily he's an X receiver, so he's to the split end side, and the easiest way to look at the defense is there's a corner over him, the free safety. You know, is he in the middle of the field with the corner by himself, if you will, or is the free helping and leaning that way? And there are a handful of things by coverage, but look, I think he's got real good run after the catch ability, and you know, he competes all the things you look for, you know, with the size and the strength element today's game.
I mean, you guys have had a lot of success with short passes, a lot to running backs. How much is, you know, that maybe his impact drawing attention?
I think that would be there are some looks where, because the coverage look is X, that someone else, it'd be an easier way to do it would be maybe the one snap in New England where it was 2x2 and they were cheating the free towards Mike, and Brandon Coleman became the beneficiary on a touchdown play, and sometimes it's the running backs. It'd be hard to go through each running back reception and value it relative to Mike, but obviously, you know, having enough targets within the framework of your offense always helps.
Does he get more attention than any one wide receiver you guys have ever had? Because I know Marcus and Jimmy played together for
some teams are playing their base defense and their sub defense. Certainly, everyone, you know, in the man coverages of the world might match guys. But we've had a lot of good receivers. I think a lot of it's depending on the coverage. And so I wouldn't, you know, just say, yeah, the defenses have changed too since then. But Marcus was real good over there.
But the way that the defense is playing, has it allowed you to become more risk-averse on offense?
What's averse mean?
Like, just maybe not taking as many chances, being safer with the ball.
I think the games dictate that, you know, how a game is going, weather conditions, and I'd like to think that in each game we're flexible and we're trying to play a complementary game. We understand that certainly games can go in a certain direction. But I would say maybe in some cases the opposite. If you feel like, hey, I'm going to do this on fourth down, where maybe otherwise I might punt, or does that make sense? You know, so I think, but you're paying attention to your instincts, your gut as the game's unfolding and how a game's unfolding, you know. That's what I'd say.
Coach, last night a couple of your players took to social media to comment on the circumstances.
I haven't read any.
The question is, do you think that your players are being unfairly characterized or even politicized by some because of the protest, which
I haven't paid.
I understand it.
No, I know. But this is, I know, I understand the importance of the topic and the question, and yet, look, I people that know our players and the fans, we've got really good guys. It's one of the first things we look for when we're procuring talent is finding the right makeup. And so I don't worry about the other stuff and social media. And I think I like the group of guys we have, and I think that, you know, they're guys that work hard, they're tough, resilient, and that's why they're here.
Sean, I know this is a tough question because you've been with Drew so long, but when you see how he's playing right now at age 38, what, if anything, jumps out at you?
Look, the consistency, when you look at, I said this the other day, the amount of different players that have been through. I mean, if you went, and I'd like to, all right, how many receivers on an active roster during 06 to now? How many tight ends? How many running backs? That all requires certain disciplines and elements to timing and just the the stamina and preparation, all those things stand out, and the years kind of run together. I think, I'm not speaking for him, but it feels like 7 years. You know, it doesn't feel like 12. And I say this all the time, we don't see age in each other when we see each other every day, but then when we see each other's children, we're like, wow, you know. That's when we see age.
Coach, what are your thoughts about Tampa's tight ends and how effective they've been this year?
My first thought is one of them was here on the practice squad, and I just finished saying, I hate that he got out of the building. But I think, look, they've got experience. They've got guys that are detailed in their routes. They've got guys that are accomplished in blocking, a young draft pick. I think it's one of the strengths of their offense, and I think that Dirk and those guys have done a great job. When you start looking at the completions in the red area on third down, it's important to what they do.
Coach, you had a good chance to take a look at Delvin Bro this past week. How did he look to you as
you did
the evaluation?
He looked good. You know, next Wednesday, he got a lot of good work in this week. So we'll see where he's at.
What's next Wednesday? Is that
there's a deadline as to, yeah. In other words, he's got to be, I think, by 3 p.m.
But you don't anticipate him being activated
for this game? I didn't say a word about this game. I know that's your job to ask, but I didn't say a word about this game.
Coach, how important do you think field position will be in this game?
It always is. If you play the game on their side of the field, any mistake made, is magnified. If the game's being played on your side of the field with a mistake, it's magnified. So it always is, and it always will be. It's not, it's not unique to, certainly it's in. Sometimes with bad weather, it becomes that much more. But just the common thinking that if you're playing the game on one end of the field and something wrong happens, it's like double. You know, all of a sudden a turnover and you're on the 20 going in, as opposed to, so you get backed up on the 2-yard line, 2 first downs, puts it in a neutral field position. You know, you don't get the first downs, you're punting backed up, you're in a minus field position. So extremely important.
I know the trade deadline was earlier this week. Did you feel like the market was more active than it has been in years past?
Hard to say. I've read that, but I not really. I mean, you hear things, but it's hard for me to measure that. I saw it.
What's your evaluation of the offense on third down so far this year?
It's been sporadic. Not as good as we'd like. So it's an area I think we need to improve.
Said last week that we were talking about Lattimore. You said you were just glad to get him. How much do you let your mind wander back to draft day and just how it all unfolded that allowed you to get him?
Well, look, we kind of go through periodically the scenarios. just the, you know, the early four or five picks, you know, all of them were significant. We felt like it was going to be important for our team. And, you know, we're not even halfway through the season yet, but encouraged with some of these guys and the way they've been able to acclimate themselves. They're smart. There's some traits that are important that I think are we're, you know, getting the benefits from. But him being, what is it, 11? Is that when we, yeah, that was, look, we liked the player and we had a vision. Obviously, the playing time and experience because of his injuries was a concern and probably a good reason why he ended up at 11 and not earlier than that. But hopefully, you know, these guys continue to do well.
Do you have to hold anything back with a young corner like that in terms of the guy's so talented you might be tempted to have him shadow the number one every week, but is he ready for that? You know,
I think it's more about the defensive fit that week, you know, in the matchups that week. Sometimes we'll look, a lot of it is size. You know, when you say shadow a one, sometimes it's more body type and movement skill type. So a lot of it depends on what you're seeing from an opponent offensively and what you're trying to do. All right, thanks.